At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, whether you are listening via Apple or Spotify, or if you are watching on the House of L YouTube page. Yes, House of L has a YouTube page. If you have not subscribed, I would love it if you did. And so far, it has been growing and growing over the last month, like exponentially. And we are very thankful for everyone who has subscribed and watched all the videos that we throw out there, whether it's our stuff that we do with Remy Martin, or if it's Bears React, or even when I just sit and talk about media. Like today's episode is all about. I want to get into it because this is, I think, something that's really valuable for you. It was announced yesterday, and I can just go to the actual announcement. It was announced yesterday by CHSN. Only issue with it's Chicago Sports Network. I don't know if they couldn't get CSN because that had been Comcast Sports Network, but I feel like the H is unnecessary, but whatever. CHSN, that's going to be the place where you can watch Bulls games, Blackhawks games, and White Sox games starting October 1st. I want to be completely transparent and let you know that I have had conversations with CHSN. I know the people that are involved in running CHSN. The guy who's in charge of it hired me over at 120 Sports and Stadium. So I go back with a lot of people who are over there. I want you to know that, and then you can judge for yourself whether you feel like that has clouded my judgment on what I'm getting ready to tell you. And it's fair for you to have those discerning thoughts about relationships between people who work in media when we start talking about media. That's important to me, for me to tell you and for you to know. I don't agree with a lot of things that some of these networks have done. And I have some questions about whether or not CHSN is going to be able to deliver as quickly as they're kind of being forced to, with NBC opting out of carrying a regional sports network. And if you haven't checked out the podcast or the YouTube page where I did a whole episode about this, a long episode about this, it's called The Last Days of NBC Sports Chicago, which we are coming up on very shortly. I actually got asked by my bosses over there. They were like, do you want to come and host White Sox pre and post game? And it's on a bare Sunday, so I couldn't do it because I have other responsibilities. But I was like, man, I should probably do one more show, but we're running out of time. The network is only going to be viable for another 2 weeks. Like, there's literally going to be nothing there on October 1st. So whether you're watching it, I actually have Comcast. I'm a Comcast subscriber. So for me, it's channels 200 and 201. There's not going to be anything on those channels come October 1st. Bulls and Blackhawks season. Bulls, think, had their media day, last week. And then the Blackhawks have some media stuff over the next couple of days. That's the new network, CHSN, is where you're going to be able to see those games. Here's what I think is really interesting. An announcement came in from them, and it's funny. I was talking to some people at CHSN yesterday, and I said, you guys need to like tell people about this. Like, it's one thing to put out a press release, and that's a very kind of old school way to go about getting information out. I think that they need to be putting people on radio shows and pod. Like, if I'm not in charge, if I were in charge, I would tell them that they should be putting people on podcasts. They should be on Instagram Live. This should be a big deal, because I think that what they're offering you right now is something that's really good for the consumer. And if you're looking at the title of this particular episode, it kind of explains why. So I'll take off my glasses, because it's clear that I need readers. That's the next thing. So the dentist was one thing. The next time I go back to the eye doctor, I know what's going to happen. There'll be a little line in my glasses so I can see stuff. Anyway, this is their press release. Chicago Sports Network announces over-the-air broadcast channels for Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox games. Games to be televised in high definition on digital channels 62.2 and 62.3. I'll just give you a little bit of this, okay? The Chicago Sports Network today announced that fans and viewers across the Chicagoland region will have access to Chicago Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox games, and the rest of CHSN programming via over-the-air or OTA. You'll hear me refer to OTA a lot on this podcast. Over-the-air OTA agreement with Millennial Telecommunications, WJYS TV. Games for the teams will be televised on channel 62.2 and 62.3. Both channels will convert over to HD and carry full-time CHSN programming beginning October 1st. Having two digital channels enables the broadcast of games simultaneously when two teams are playing at the same time. Quote, "Fan first has been our North Star," said Jason Coyle, Chicago Sports Network president. He went on to say, "We are making our content available on the platforms that our fans can watch. For those households who, for whatever reason, choose over-the-air as their primary viewing platform, they now have an opportunity to see the games and build an even stronger connections with the teams and personalities that they love." Okay? So, how does this affect you? It affects you in a lot of ways, and I think that the ways that it affects you is pretty positive. This gives cord cutters access with very little to do to get the games. So if you want to watch Bulls or Blackhawks, or then once we get to April, I think there'll be a lot more things that CHSN will have in place and solidified as far as options. But if you're a cord cutter, or if you've just decided that you don't want to do, like, you have your regular channels, whether you're on DirecTV or on Comcast, and you're like, I don't want to pay for like a sports package or a premium. You don't have to. Look, for those of you who are on the YouTube page, for those of you who are not on the YouTube page, I am holding up rabbit ears. I got this from Ace Hardware years ago. It cost me, I think, $10. It can connect directly to your television. I've kept this because it allows me, like, in, you know, sometimes stuff happens. Like, we had an outage a couple of months ago where I couldn't watch TV for a whole day because the internet was out. Like, there was someone like was digging and hit one of the lines, so the cable was out and the internet was out. So when it came to watching stuff, I ended up, I think that night, going to the radio station to watch a Cubs game. But like watching Channel 9, for example, I was able to do with my rabbit ears on my television. It's super easy to connect. Some of you have already done this. To have this as an option for you as a Bulls, Blackhawks, or White Sox fan, I think is amazing. It's going to allow all sorts of stuff. So I started asking some questions of some people that are fairly high up in that organization about it, because I do think that it's a good idea. And I had a 30-minute conversation with one of the people who came up with the idea. And they got back to me and they said, look, we're going to hit over 600,000 households in Chicago that only get the TV antenna. They never have had and never will have had to pay for a TV provider. That's 600,000 in a top 30 national TV market. And that's just the Chicago area. Then this person went on to say, and this is something that the Blackhawks can take advantage of and they can grow their fan base. They're going to be on in Milwaukee. Like if you live in Wisconsin, you're going to be able to pick this up via the rabbit ears. There's no competition for the Blackhawks in Wisconsin. There is for the Bulls and for the White Sox. They can't broadcast there because the Brewers and the Bucks. But the Blackhawks, an opportunity for growth. I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So this, I think, is really, really a good thing. It's so funny, too. I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about this for years, that as television has expanded, I figured that there was going to be a contraction, that we were going to revolutionize our way all the way back to rabbit ears and people watching over the air signal. And I'm glad that we're here. I think that it is incumbent upon anyone who is trying to grow a brand with their team to make it more available to people that want to watch. Baseball overall has had a horrible time allowing people who love baseball to watch baseball. The blackout rules and everything else, the territories that fans have been fighting against for decades when it comes to MLB.TV. And if you're trying to grow a product, you've got to make it as accessible as possible. And I love that CHSN is doing this for you, the consumer. And now you've got this. Like, you can watch all of the Bulls or the Blackhawks games that you want over the air. Some of you might even have like an old school antenna on top of your house. But if you just switch the inputs, like if you're like, well, wait, is this going to be complicated? No, it's not going to be complicated. You're going to be able to just switch the input and just, some of you are watching anyway, but just switch the input and then have the TV antenna, like old school stuff. And most of the modern televisions, it's fairly easy to hook this up to it so that you can watch, but you don't have to add anything other than an antenna that's going to cost you $10. Period. You don't have to add anything, and you can now watch Bulls, Blackhawks, White Sox for free. Period. This is fairly innovative, and it's strange that it's innovative because it's a backwards move. But sometimes you have to look backwards to innovate, and you need to make things easier for people. So I'm with this wholeheartedly. I'm not here to tell you that I know how all of this is going to work out over there. I know that, you know, they've solidified their coverage, at least of Blackhawks and Bulls to start. I've not been told this. I imagine that the priority for CHSN right now is for them to get their broadcast on the air. Because between the DNC being at the United Center, and the United Center is where they're going to broadcast from. I'm also told that there is a studio that is built over at White Sox that'll be up and running, like in the left field corner by the foul pole. There's going to be a whole new studio there, and they've already figured out that they can use some of the empty NBC Sports Chicago, and the White Sox figured out they can use some of the empty suites to do the pre and post game show. And there are a lot of people who are going from NBC to CHSN that are probably going to follow suit. But I'm told there's a full-fledged studio that's built at White Sox. So when they do have two games going on, so like, let's say the Blackhawks and the Bulls are playing on the same night, and it's a, you know, 7:30 puck drop and a 7 o'clock tip off for the Bulls. I would imagine that the first team gets the priority. So Jason and Kendall and KC are on channel 62.2 and they're broadcasting out of the United Center. The Blackhawks pregame show with PB could be broadcasting out of White Sox. As weird as that sounds, it's just the studio. And they just needed the space for there to be a studio. So they want to get this stuff on the air. And then I think there'll be like a minimum, like it'll be minimalist to begin with, and they'll continue to add. I would be shocked if we're talking this time next year and there isn't a football program, and who knows, you know, there might be a football program even before that. Okay, so just keep that in mind. But I think this is a win for you, the consumer. And I'm glad, because it hasn't been a lot of wins for the consumer. You know, when I started at 120, and I'm going to use another acronym, but I'll explain it. OTT, over the top. 120 Sports, which is now Stadium Network, I think was so far ahead. This was back in 2013, 2014, when they had the concept. And then, you know, we got on the stream in late 2014, 2015. They were so far ahead with having people be able to stream free content, and then they worked on over the air or OTA partnerships, so that if I would always see Stadium when I was out of town, and it would be, you know, on OTA networks in Phoenix and in Dallas and wherever else I was going. And that's cool. So I'm glad that there is the innovation that's happening here. And I'm glad that you get to get a win here. And we'll see how all of it plays out. I know that there's a lot of smart people that are trying to like wrangle this, because it's coming quick. You know, Bull season and Blackhawk season is right around the corner, and they're still doing hiring. They're trying to get the best people in to help launch this network. But as far as access to it, I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. This makes all the sense in the world. If you know anything about me, I really liked the model that the Yankees had. I don't know if they still have it. I'll have to check. But it used to be that while they had the YES Network, Sunday games were still on WPIX in New York. And I felt like the Cubs should have followed the same model. I felt like the Cubs should have had Sunday games on Channel 9. I still feel that way. They're building out Marquee, and they're offering Marquee as an OTT. And I'm okay with that too. You know, anyone who wants it can now just buy the app and watch games. But I thought that it was a way to grow the network. Say, hey, your Sunday games are on Channel 9. Or I'm using Channel 9 because at the time, Channel 9 didn't have sports. Now they've got ACC football, they've got Live Golf, and they've got a couple of other things. Like, they've gotten back into the live sports game. But at the time, they didn't have it. And it would have made sense. And I think it would have done a good job of like growing the audience. But whatever. Now we'll see if this works for the Bulls, the Blackhawks, and the White Sox. The most important thing is always going to be, are the teams good? But I can't be mad at them for offering access to people. And if you're trying to figure out like how to do all of this stuff, I'll put the link inside of the description for the episode, both on YouTube and on Apple and Spotify, thefreetvproject.org. Okay. Thefreetvproject.org will explain a lot of this stuff, and chsn.com will fill in the gaps that you have. And hopefully this has been helpful. I think it's reason for celebration, to tell you the truth. I think this is something that's really good for consumers. And now I'm hoping that the product that is presented is as good as the idea is to allow people to access it. Cool? Cool. All right. I felt like I actually kept this episode pretty tight today. I mean, I could go on and on and on. This is the type of stuff that fascinates me. I actually had a colleague say that I should start doing like a sports media like column. I'm like, well, I kind of do, but this is the stuff that intrigues me. But this is the whole point of House of L, right? To bring you inside in some of this stuff. But man, I'm just happy. Channel 62.2, channel 62.3. Go get your rabbit ears and get ready for Bulls and Blackhawks season. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.